I want to begin today by expressing my gratitude for you. You and your team are one of a kind. Probably you don't give yourselves enough credit you deserve in terms of embracing just how different that you are. You are not ordinary. Instead, extraordinary in so many ways, One of which is the thing that brings us back together right here each and every month. It's your desire to stay on top of your game and to expand and discover greater potential in yourselves, and thereby being able and willing to pull it out of your patients also. At the beginning of our relationship, so very long ago, I made a promise to you that our relationship would be about growing people first, and as a result, an extra great benefit for everyone involved would be growing your practice in whatever way that meant to you. This, of course, is one that never ends. As long as you want to maintain peak performance, you can simply never stop working on yourself. Most of all, because you deserve it. That's why this month's practice focus, we're going to revisit an exercise that we've done before. It's one, technically, you should do frequently. And if you execute your huddles properly, it's one that you do in some way, shape, or form every single day. I call it visualizing the success. Okay? Visualizing the success you want. We're going to see success before it happens. Before I go there, I want to remind you just how significant last month's practice focus was. In all seriousness, it might have been the one that packed the greatest punches of them all, wrapped into one dynamic discussion. Truth be told, there's no way you could possibly have completed it in one meeting, and it's impossible you took every single takeaway and decision from it and have implemented, raised the bar, reached a new level, and followed through and tracked and held accountable everything that came as a result of it. I was super tempted to keep this month's practice focus very simple and have you review and revert back to last month in terms of dollars and cents, and I meant that in terms of cents in your brain, not cents in your pocket. There was more growth and leverage, working smarter, not harder principles in last month's practice focus than you will ever find articulated and laid out any one single place ever before or ever again. And if I were you, I would use it as a quick reference guide and at least quarterly, if not monthly, check in and check up on and with it. Okay, so enough of that. Though I've made my case and I've led you to what I feel would be most valuable to you, ensuring your follow through on your decisions and actions from last month, so this month you still aren't off the hook, but we will keep it concise and very, very profound. I'm taking you through a full circle exercise of visualization, and because we've done this before and it should be exactly how you play out your morning huddles every single day, it should be relatively easy. However, before we go to dentistry and your role in the practice and your patients, we are going to go to you first. Here's how we're going to play it out. I'm going to give you a topic, and you are going to talk about how you see the future in perfect form. And to the best of your ability, you're going to talk about it as though it's already happened, or at least that it's inevitable and certain. Okay? I call this, now listen to these words, I call this positive expectancy. And we're putting it into action. Future-focused visualization of exactly what you want to happen. Now, here's where the fun comes in. And your ultimate takeaways for this month. With each of these, you are going to then, after you visualize, you're going to then compare your vision of the future to your reality today. And you're going to come up with the one thing that would make the biggest difference in closing the gap and getting you to your state of ideal future vision that puts you in the best advantage to realize your positively expected outcome. Okay, let's try it around the room individually and then into a team-focused discussion. I want someone to jump up and volunteer who really gets it. Now, this is not necessarily easy. This is super advanced stuff. The psychology around this and your ability to move out of the muck of the present moment and really think deeply about and visualize the state of ideal, you know, it does take practice, takes skill, it certainly takes desire. Please try to keep your answers short so you can move to everyone and have time to make it through each visualization exercise. And remember, the magic is in deciding on the greatest leverage, the greatest thing that you can do, your greatest priority, to make your reality the state of ideal that you visualize. Okay? What decision, action, change, commitment can you make and take that helps you to get where you want to be? For each individual, answer this question. What's the perfect day look like for you? Describe your flow from waking up to going to bed. Consider your attitude, how you feel, your health, time and energy management, and describe from a personal perspective. Don't go straight to your professional inside the four walls of the practice dynamics yet. Stay big picture for yourself. Visualize your perfect day and state of ideal for your daily life. As soon as you do that, someone can ask you the follow-up question. Okay, so to achieve that, what is the first thing that comes to your mind that would make the biggest difference in how it is today versus how you imagine and want it to be? Okay, everybody go, and now we move on. Next, we stay individually, and we will answer the same question completely and perfectly for your work day inside of your practice. From your role and responsibility, state the one thing that you could do more, better, faster, and improve on, change, adjust, learn, etc., that would give you the greatest chance to close the gap on your typical day reality and your state of ideal perfect day. So one more time, for your role and responsibility and from your perspective, what does the perfect day look like from start to finish? What do you do to achieve the perfect results that you want each and every day from your role in the practice? And then, how do we close the gap to get you there? Okay? Now, once everybody has done both of those, you may be pausing and doing it or listening all the way through. You're now going to move to a team collaboration. And this team collaboration exercise is one where you really get a chance to now work on the practice. So here's the question for everyone. What does the perfect day look like from morning huddle through end of day debrief with your communication, your schedule, your goals, and everything in between? I want someone to dive in and begin the day and express what ideal looks like and how you would visualize the days that you want every day, and certainly more consistently than the days that you have or that are less than ideal right now. Think deeply about this. It might be helpful to visualize and think back through various days that you've had that are maybe close to perfect now, and really, you know, discuss and compare those against what other days may be like. As you discuss and compare, okay, what you want with what is most often, and you will come up with a list of commitments and decisions on what needs to change or be different to get to your perfect day. Now listen, we've gone individually for your life, you as a person, okay, all about what gives you more joy, happiness, fulfillment, what puts you in a place where you can be your best self, okay? Wake up to go to bed, visualizing your day and what you need to change to be able to get there. Number two, we've gone over you as an individual within the practice, your roles and responsibilities. How do you personally execute on your perfect day, okay, as a piece and a part and a person of the whole team? And what can you change and improve to get there? And then we've now taken the team as a whole, your daytime family life, from the huddle to the end, the perfect day for everyone involved, as a team flowing through your day. Okay? Now, we're going to round the corner. We're going to near the end. And here's the magic. It's time to do this for your patients. I want you to discuss as a team the perfect patient outcome. And let's do it clinically, from a treatment planning perspective. How can you help your patients see themselves and visualize their own personal perfect patient outcome for themselves? In other words, what can you do better to help your patients begin with the end in mind and then, and therefore, treatment plan their pathway to health backwards? When you visualize ideal with your patients, you will always end up with a more complete and comprehensive pathway to health than if you start where they are and simply try to fix their mouth. Visualization is key to basically everything in life. Positive expectancy in action. This last portion is about patient interactivity, making it experiential and engagement, and your responsibility to take them to that future vision and then work backwards to get them there. All right, you get the drill. Make a list of actions that every team member can take from their perspective to do a better job of getting patients to that state of ideal in their mind first, in order to then do it in their mouth. Finally, here we are. My last request and my action for you is to go back to your individual self and visualize your future in a big picture sense and state your greatest commitment and personal desire for yourself that you wish for your future to be different, enhanced, improved, whatever word you want, okay? More so than it is today. This is basically a statement about your most valuable personal goal that you want to set and achieve for yourself. State it again with visualization and state of ideal in mind. Answer this. In my future, I have. Okay? And then you insert. Answer whatever it is that you want to be, do, have, experience, achieve, whatever. And then I want you to celebrate with great applause for each person as though it's happened and share the positive energy for all. After everyone has finished, congratulations. You've done an amazing job. Listen, this was not easy. It took a while, I have no doubt. The good news is you will make it worth it because you've brought great clarity to your goals and actions and have a very well-defined list of the most important things to focus on that will make the biggest difference in your future and ensure that you are living, working, practicing to your very best self and position by your own definition and desire for what's to come. Well done. I'm proud of you. And we'll be back here next month with a whole new spin on our practice focuses. Thank you so much for doing this deep and meaningful work today. Now, go forward and live into your future and create the life you want and deserve.